Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President-elect Joe Biden is warning that cyber attacks on the U.S. will lead to substantial costs for countries that carry them out. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Biden's response to an alleged widespread government hacking operation by Russia is in sharp contrast to how President Trump has handled the attack.
Cybersecurity experts say Russian operatives are likely responsible for a broad intrusion into federal government computer networks. During the Biden transition's weekly briefing, Executive Director Johannes Abraham said Biden's incoming team has great concern over what it's seen so far.
The president-elect also issued a warning to our adversaries who would attack us with malicious cyber operations. There will be substantial costs. The administration will reserve the right to respond at a time and in a manner of our choosing, often in close coordination with our allies and partners. And while our adversaries shouldn't expect us to telegraph our punches, they should expect that the president-elect is a man of his word.
President Trump has not said anything publicly about the attack since the news first broke earlier this week. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
As vaccines are starting to be administered throughout the country to a limited number of people, mainly healthcare workers, the number of coronavirus cases is spiking, and it could continue to do so for a while. In Los Angeles, increasingly desperate Southern California hospitals say they're out of ICU beds with 0% capacity. Jackie Fortier with member station KPCC has more.
It means that intensive care unit beds are full, so hospitals go into surge mode, and that means that they put patients in open beds in other parts of the hospital, like emergency rooms or operating recovery rooms. Now, hospitals can accommodate a few more patients, but they really worry about being able to care adequately for the sickest patients.
Jackie Fortier reporting. Statewide in California, there are just over 2% of all ICU beds available. Top congressional leaders are taking the vaccine for COVID-19. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, both Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi quickly shared news of their vaccine shots.
The Capitol's attending physician says members of Congress can now receive the vaccine as part of requirements to ensure continuity of government operations. Pelosi was the first congressional leader to share that she'd gotten the vaccine, and she's urging her colleagues to do so as well. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced soon after he had also received the vaccine, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he would be getting his soon. The vaccine could bring more certainty that Congress will continue to function in the coming weeks. So far, about 50 members have tested positive or were presumed so this year, which has disrupted work on Capitol Hill. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
And the FDA has authorized the emergency use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. It's the second vaccine cleared for use so far. This is NPR. As the virus pandemic intensifies educational disparities, New York City is trying to make admissions at some public schools more fair. As Jessica Gould from member station WNYC reports, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the admission changes today.
New York City's public schools are among the most segregated in the country, and getting into some can be harder than getting into the Ivy League. Many schools use grades, scores, and attendance to evaluate students, which research shows impedes integration. But during the pandemic, tests were canceled and grading changed. Officials say that's why middle schools won't use that criteria next year, though high schools still can. The city is also getting rid of the priority some Manhattan students get for popular schools near where they live. Integration advocates say it's a step, but not nearly enough. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gould in New York.
For the first time since Galileo, Jupiter and Saturn will merge on Monday, appearing in the night sky closer than they have in centuries. The last time the two gas giants looked this close together was in the 17th century, but back then it happened close to the sun and it was hard to see. Jupiter will be the brighter of the two on Monday, and despite appearances, the planets will actually be more than 450 million miles apart. Wall Street ended the day lower, the Dow down 124 points to close at 30,179. The Nasdaq was down 9 points to end at 12,755. The S&P 500 down 13 points at 3709. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.